So I got a bunch of cases that have been sent in for me to run by you, okay? So I'm sure you get these every day by email or people stop you in the hospital. Here we go. These are actual cases. 49-year-old woman presents with a right breast mass, ERPR negative, HER2 positive, and a solitary liver lesion, biopsy proven to be metastatic disease. So she's presenting with metastatic disease. She gets 6 cycles of the so-called Cleopatra regimen. It's used in metastatic HER2-positive disease. Trastuzumab, pertuzumab, the two HER2 agents, and paclitaxel. And has a clinical response, a complete clinical response in the liver. The lesion completely goes away. And in the breast, the mass decreases from 5 centimeters, so it's pretty big, to 1.5 centimeters. Question, as you might guess, is would you operate on the breast? If so, what type of surgery would you perform? Would you do a sentinel lymph node biopsy? If yes and positive, would you do an axillary node dissection? Of course, this ties into your longstanding interest in primary control or local therapy of people with metastatic disease.
Right. So this is actually a question to which one cannot give a wrong answer today in terms of the data available. So we have 2 randomized trials that have been reported. One of them has been published in The Lancet, and the other has not been published, but the 5-year results were reported at ASCO. That was conducted in Turkey. So the Tata Memorial trial showed no benefit for surgical resection of the intact primary tumor, and they generally followed with radiotherapy as well. So the combination of surgery and radiotherapy did not benefit women in the Indian study. In the Turkish study, the 2-3-year results that they reported at San Antonio, I think it was in 2014, they showed also no advantage to local treatment for the intact primary tumor. But the longer-term results, the 5-year results that they presented at ASCO this past summer, they did find an advantage, and their hazard ratio, I believe, was 0.6 or something in that range. So those are discordant results between the 2 trials. The interesting thing is that the Indian trial, they actually did use systemic therapy first, as was received by this patient, I think very appropriately so. And despite the fact that the women who didn't respond to systemic therapy were not randomized, so they had sort of a purified population of responders, they didn't see any benefit. In the Turkish trial, there was no upfront systemic therapy, so everyone was randomized, and despite that, they saw a benefit. The problem with the Turkish trial, that's somewhat problematic anyway in terms of the interpretation, is that the randomization was imbalanced. So the surgical group had a more favorable profile in general. They had more women with smaller tumors, fewer women with visceral disease, more women with bone-only disease, and so forth. So, you know, I think we have to wait and see what the published results tell us. But there is some concern about the conduct of the study at the level of the, at least the balance of the randomization. And they didn't have any stratification factors, so it's going to be very hard to get subtype-specific information out of that population. So at the moment, personally, what I do in my practice is I have 2 indications for resection of the primary tumor until we get more information. One is that the resection of the primary tumor will convert the woman to the so-called stage 4 NED. And it sounds like this lady started out with a solitary site of metastasis, so resection of her primary disease will make her stage 4 NED. I think that is a reasonable indication for resection of the intact primary, because for that subgroup of women, there are data from MD Anderson and other places showing that a good proportion of them will survive long term. And then the other indication, I think, for resection of the primary tumor, in my book at the moment anyway, is the woman where the distant disease is well controlled on systemic therapy, but the primary tumor is progressing. And that happens not very often. It happens in maybe a quarter or a third of patients. And when that happens, I'm happy to resect the primary tumor, but otherwise I try to reassure the patient and, if necessary, the medical oncologist that the majority of these women, their primary tumor remains controlled on systemic therapy and doesn't become a problem for them.